This is HMN correspondent Erica Diggs, and I'm speaking with Rachelle Payon. She is a Reiki practitioner, a yoga instructor, and a social worker. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. Hi, everybody. I'm happy to be here.
Of course, of course. And she focuses on the wellness of people of color and the Black community. All right. So what is your background?
My professional background, my cultural background.
Let's go with your cultural. Let's start with there.
Yeah. So I'm biracial. My father is Haitian. He migrated here when he was 18 from Haiti. And my mom is white and not just any white, but like New England white, like from Maine. So kind of to what some might say opposite ends of the spectrum came together. And here I am. That's my cultural background.
Okay. All right. And what is your work background?
Yeah, my work background. So I'm a licensed clinical social worker. I've been working as a social worker for almost 10 years. I've worked in mental health outpatient clinics through hospitals in the Bronx and upstate New York. And recently, like 3 years ago, I left working full time in a hospital system for working for myself and going more into using natural ancient wisdom for healing. So things like energy healing, things like yoga, meditation, breath work, and spiritual connection with folks. So now I do private practice. I have one-on-one clients and I have a group that I run. And I also hold space for Rooted, our local wellness studio that centers on healing for Black people, Indigenous people, and people of color.
Okay, sounds good. That's really awesome. And what does Rooted mean to you?
Rooted means, the name says a lot. So it's root. We say it like rooted, but it's like root 3D because the three is there instead of the E. And what that means is the three dimensions, the mind, the body, and the spirit. So it's a space where we aim to get back to our roots, because centering Black people, Indigenous people, and people of color, we've been in healing circles. We've been doing drum circles to heal, dance circles to heal. Like, this is very ancient to our lineage. So it's in that way going back to our roots, but also rooting means to ground. So a lot of times with the chaos in today's world and a lot of the oppression that's been happening for many, many years, we leave our bodies, like we'll be in our head a lot, or we won't be like conscious and present, right? So the word root means to literally ground yourself in your body, like come back into your body so that you can see what you need and connect with yourself. So it's a space where we can feel safe and connected and just remember the power that we have inside ourselves to heal ourselves.
Okay. And could you go a little more into detail about what a Reiki practitioner is? Sounds very interesting.
Yeah, so Reiki is an ancient Japanese healing technique, and it's been passed on for centuries, and it's in other cultures too. It's hands-on healing. And sometimes you'll even see this in the church where people like lay hands to bring healing, right? So they may not call it Reiki, they call it laying hands, but it's the idea that you can tap into universal healing energy and transmit it to another person and help remove, I like to call it being like a Brita filter. So like we each have our own energy body, and sometimes we may pick up drama or chaos from other people, or we might have memories and like pain that's kind of stuck in our energy field. So Reiki is like a Brita filter where it helps take out any gunk, anything stale, anything that's not helpful for the person so that their own healing water, their own healing energy can flow through them.
Nice. How does one get started with Reiki?
With getting training or getting
training? Yeah.
So with the specific kind of Reiki I was trained in, you get a transmission from the teacher that trains you. So you learn different ways to tap into energy, to feel into other people's energy field, your energy field. And then you get like an activation that is passed along through master Reiki practitioners. Yeah, it's an experience that like I could put language to, but it's really a feeling. You feel your way through it. And some people, this is my belief, but some people without a training are doing this work too. You know, they're without having gotten trained in Reiki, they're sending healing energy to other people. They're touching other people with the intent of positive healing and sending it through in that way too.
All right. And what precautions are you taking when it comes to COVID-19? Have you guys reopened, or what is the spiel on that? How do you guys work on that?
So with Rooted right now, we are doing 3 in-person classes per week. And then the rest of our classes, which I think is about 5 to 6 other classes, are virtual through Instagram Live or Zoom for more intimate, like confidential topics. We're doing Zoom. So for the in-person classes, we cap the classes to 4 people and no more than 2 teachers, and everyone wears a mask, and we have our social distance of 6 feet in between that we measure out with the mats. And we have someone that sanitizes before each class and after each class. And we've put a whole bunch of hand sanitizer spray like all over the studio so that people can feel safe. And it's not like a hassle to do things that make them feel safe.
You guys take temperatures?
No, we're not taking temperatures.
All right. And what separates your wellness business from the others?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think of this quote that we have on our wall by Dr. Crystal Jones, which is, there's a difference between the spaces for everyone and the space was made with you in mind. Mm-hmm. I think the difference with our studio is that we were really thinking about people in our community. We're really thinking about, like, what are the barriers to wellness and healing? Like, what makes it feel like it's something out there that some people can't reach and other people can? And how can we bring those barriers down? Like, that's really what we're there for, is just to make it so that meditation, you could be listening to meditate, you could be in a meditation or listening to a sound bowl healing, and you might hear, we're on South Pearl, so you might hear like an old Jay-Z song that someone's blasting down the street, you know, and it doesn't disrupt it. It's part of it. Like, you don't have to go up on a mountain somewhere and be like a shaman so that you can be spiritual. Like, spirit can be in everything that you do. So I think that's what makes us different, is that we're focused really on accessibility.
Yeah, and a realer experience kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay. And why is mental health such a taboo topic within the Black community?
I think a few different reasons. I love that question. It's changing. I'll say that. I'm finding that a lot of people, a lot of Black people, are talking more about breaking generational cycles of trauma. People are talking more about depression and anxiety and bipolar disorder and questions they have. Like, I'm hearing more conversations. I'm seeing it more on social media. Mm-hmm. So I think that's changing. But my ideas about why in the past it's been so taboo and there's still like some shame there is Black people have had several instances in history where hospital systems, the medical system, has done some pretty messed up things, right? You know, used people that are marginalized for studies that they didn't consent to, like a whole bunch of terrible things. So I think when it comes to seeking professional help, there's still that generational distrust of big systems, and understandably so. So what my perspective is, the conversation needs to just change, and it's starting to change. It needs to change where it's like, how do we want to talk about healing and mental health? What do we want to call it? Like, who are our healers? What do we do to heal? And like, really defining it for ourselves, because I think the way that it's been marketed just isn't really for us. And then there's also like, this question is good because I could go in, like, because there's also within family systems, a lot of secrecy and shame around pain, you know, and that's the way pain gets passed down, is by not talking about it. So I think that that's really prevalent also, and something that's being addressed, and that things are starting to come to light more and more now.
Hurt people hurt people.
Exactly.
All right. What happens when you get a difficult client? How do you break them in?
It's funny, the word difficult. My perspective is no force. I believe that anything that someone's showing me is there for a reason. So if a client is not opening up, or if they are not being like, if I'm suggesting something and they're disagreeing with it, like whatever it is, that's their protective mechanism. Like, that's something that they have in them that has kept them safe. And who am I to be like, oh, you're being difficult. Like, no, you're being yourself, and yourself got you to this point and you survived to this point. And you're the one that's in charge of how you heal and when you decide to heal. Like, I'm not in charge of that. So I don't look at clients as difficult. I just look at it as like whatever, what they're ready to do, what they're ready to face, what they're ready to sit with on their terms. And then me being like a tool or a guide that I could sit with them while we look at these things and sort through these things that they're trying to heal through.
I like that answer. All right. So how can the people reach you? How can we get in touch with you? And do you have any upcoming virtual events we should know about? Spill it all.
Yes. So my Instagram is at Shell Payan. So it's C-H-E-L-L-E-P-E-A-N. I post a lot of meditation videos. Sometimes I'll pull like an oracle card for the week. I do a lot of things on my Instagram. It's fun for me. I like to share on there. So that's a way people can reach me. Rooted has its own Instagram with a bunch of different teachers sharing yoga practices, meditations, and different healing techniques. And that Instagram is Root 3D Healing. And an upcoming event that I'm so excited about. So I just got my hypnotist certification, which is like a whole other, it's so exciting. Thank you. So I'm going to start in, mid-December. Yeah, mid-December. And I'll post it on my Instagram. I'm going to start a hypnotherapy healing series with different topics like healing your inner child, like overcoming negative self-talk, just like different topics that we can like listen to a recording that just brings in positive messages into our subconscious. So that's going to start in mid-December.
All right. We'll be on the lookout for that. We'll have you back for that possibly, you know?
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Miss Payan. A social worker. She is a Reiki practitioner and a yoga instructor who focuses on mental health in the Black community. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Erica. It was so good talking to you too.